ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being. A brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: يوم المظلوم على الظالم أشد من يوم الظالم على المظلوم.
عليه السلام said, "The day of the oppressed over the oppressor will be severer than the day of the oppressor over the oppressed."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Dear friends, in the beautiful and universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we find that Imam Ali was not only a wealthy person, but he was also very knowledgeable. Now, what is interesting is that despite the great wealth that Imam Ali alayhi salam had, we always hear about his patched clothes, his worn out and broken sandals, or we see how the situation at home wasn't exactly luxurious when it comes to financial matters. But as we said in the initial part of the program, Imam Ali alayhi salam was actually quite wealthy. The missing piece of this puzzle is that Imam Ali gave away his wealth on the path of Allah for the sake of Allah. And so this is why we find that Imam Ali had patches upon his clothes and he had sandals which were torn. Of course, it is very famous that Imam Ali alayhi salam bought two shirts and he gave the better of the two shirts to his servant Qambar, and he himself took the shirt which had less value. With keeping all this in mind, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Knowledge is better than wealth, for knowledge guards you while you have to guard your wealth. And wealth decreases by spending, while knowledge multiplies by spending." Here, dear friends, Imam Ali tells us two ways in which knowledge is much better than wealth. First off, knowledge guards you, protects you, your personality, your persona, who you represent, who you are. Knowledge guards it. But on the other hand, you have to constantly be cautious of your wealth, and you have to constantly guard your wealth, and you have to constantly be worried and preoccupied about your wealth. And the second way in which knowledge is better than wealth, wealth decreases as you spend it. The more you spend it, the faster you spend it, the faster wealth decreases. But knowledge, on the other hand, multiplies by spending. Now, you might ask, how exactly does one spend knowledge? Well, first and foremost, you act upon the knowledge that you have acquired. This is the first kind of spending. And the second kind of spending is that you teach the knowledge that you have acquired to others around you. So again, knowledge is truly better than wealth. A beautiful and comprehensive lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRib English Radio, the program To My Brother. I'm Atta, the producer of this program, and at this moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم فاجعل نفسي مطمئنة بقدرك راضية بقضائك.
O Allah, let me be happy and satisfied with that which Thou considers good for me. Let me agree with that which Thou decides for me. Let me passionately remember Thee and invoke Thee. Let me be in love with Thy pure and sincere friends. Let me be well-liked and respected on the earth and in the heavens. Let me be unruffled and well-composed in the midst of misfortunes. Let me be gratefully thankful in prosperity. Let me be mindful of much and more bounties. Let me ardently desire for the heart-warming meeting with Thee, well-equipped with piety to gain my end on the day of requital. Let me follow into the footsteps of Thy representatives. Let me disassociate myself from the mannerism of Thy enemies. Let me pass my time in this world by praising and glorifying Thee.
كل صبح وكل شنا بيا تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبيب لها ولا راغي
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. He was born inside the place that billions face in prayer. He was martyred in one of the best places of prayer whilst performing prayer. He gave charity in prayer and was praised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, loved his salah. How can he not, when he was the closest human being and the best student of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam? How best then to honor the man born inside the Kaaba and martyred in Masjid al-Kufa, who dedicated his life for Tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, than to learn from his prayers? Here are lessons that we can learn from the salah of the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam. Number four, the physical respect. If a human being is in their salah, their body, clothes, and everything around them will be glorifying God. Imam Ali alayhi salam is reported to have said, that means what we wear in prayer should be suitable, clean, as well as our body should be nicely fragranced. Number five, seeking that awe of Allah. Sometimes people are distracted during salah by what's around them or their own bodies or in fact their clothes. Indeed, Imam Ali alayhi salam is reported to have said, don't play with your beard or anything else that distracts you during prayer. Try to have khushu', which is humility and awe of God, in your heart so that the limbs will be humble too. In another instance, Imam Ali alayhi salam warns of praying whilst tired or sleepy. He states, if you're praying and your eyes are sleepy, stop the prayer and go to sleep. For if you actually continue, you don't know whether you're praying for yourself or against yourself. Number six, the unnecessary delay. Quoting an ayah from the Holy Quran, chapter 74, verses 42 and 43, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us how some of the inhabitants of hell are asked why they're being punished, actually answer, we were not of those who prayed. Imam Ali alayhi salam strongly encourages the respecting of the prayer by performing it at its time and not unnecessarily delaying it or in fact missing it. In another narration he states, it has been prescribed by the Almighty at these times for a specific reason, so don't neglect it. Number seven, understanding the actions.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.